This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Maria D. Atkinson. Last name Atkinson, first name Maria, middle initial D. Date of birth is 2/14/51. Age 71 years of age. Date of visit 1/10/23. This is a 71-year-old pleasant woman who's here to discuss MRI results. Period. She's also complaining of a cough and congestion for 2 weeks. Period. Patient says that history pressing illness. Patient says that about 2 weeks ago she started out with a sore throat and runny nose, and then it settled as a cough, which is a productive cough, which is greenish sputum. She feels like today she's feeling better. She has taken several over-the-counter medications which had not really helped. Denies any fever or sore throat today. Denies any shortness of breath today. She also states that she has a numbness or an uncomfortable feeling in her right leg, and saw several physicians and had seen Dr. Dave also about it on the 22nd of December period. She had already had an MRI of the lower back ordered by lumbar spine, ordered by a PA in the neurosurgery practice. Review of the chart shows that patient had seen PA Darren Stucker at the Texas Brain and Spine Institute, and he ordered an MRI on December the 1st. Patient had the MRI on December the 15th period. She's not been able to get any answers from the Brain and Spine Institute. She's called them several times period. Meanwhile, she also had a bone density ordered by Dr. Dave and she had that done on December the 9th period. That shows osteopenia with elevated fracture risk. Dr. Dave started her on Fosamax 70 milligram once a week at the last visit here in December, and that was on December the 22nd, and she's tolerating that well, period. Past medical history, significant. She thinks she may have hypertension, and that's why she's on the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams once a day. She also thinks she has some form of colitis and takes mesalamine tablets and a suppository. Now she's taking the Fosamax 70 milligram once a week. On exam, vital signs, weight 135 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 87 per minute, pulse ox 97%, temperature 97.1 degree, BMI 25. On exam, patient is in no acute distress, head normocephalic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection, ISP, RLA, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly, lungs are quite clear, heart is one to heard with regular syndrome. Extremities, no edema. Musculoskeletal exam, straight leg raising test, negative bilaterally, period. A good motor and motor strength and sensory exam, normal. On head exam, please include facial tenderness elicited in the maxillary sinus area, period. Assessment, sinusitis resolving at this time. She's at the end of her sinus illness, period. Next, a history of osteopenia, period, which is severe, period. And next is abnormal MRI of lumbar spine, period. Plan, I did review the MRI result with patient. She does have multi-level disc space narrowing with disc desiccation, mild disc bulge with bilateral facet hypertrophy and mild to moderate bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis, period. At the L4-5 level, the stenosis is mild to moderate, and the L5-S1 level, it's moderate central canal stenosis and moderate to severe bilateral neural foraminal stenosis, period. At this time, I strongly feel that patient needs to be followed in the Brain and Spine Institute, period. I don't think a EMG nerve conduction study is necessary at this time. If they feel that it is necessary, they can always order it, period. I did order a Z-Pack for this patient just to help her with the resolution of her sinus symptoms, period. She will continue her Fosamax, HCTC, and the mesalamine as she is, period. She will see Dr. Dave back in 2 months, period. Meanwhile, we did ask her to call the Brain and Spine Institute again and make the follow-up appointment, period.